That's then, but this is now, and I want to talk to you a little bit about the Christmas message, because, you know, as the angel said, by the way, I think it's really cool that angels pack heat. Did you see that? They have swords. Okay? Because, see, angels are not like little fat babies with wings, and they're not like Irish actresses with a brogue. Okay? Angels are actually powerful messengers of God. And that angel that speaks to the shepherds, remember in the text that was read, it's the same little story that Linus reads in Charlie Brown Christmas, right? It says that they were sore afraid. So when the angel shows up, they say they're scared. The glory of the Lord shines round about them. And then the angel says, fear not. By the way, if you have ever watched the, I'm sure you've watched the Charlie Brown Christmas, right? Like when Linus does it, here's an insider's tip. When he says, fear not, do you know what Linus does? He drops a security blanket. Think about that. When Jesus shows up, you don't need anything to keep you from fear because you got him. But that's off what I want to talk about this morning. I want to talk about when the angel says, I bring you glad tidings, good tidings of great joy that will be for all peoples. And then you heard in the text that was read that the shepherds excitedly go and tell. In the meantime, of course, that great bunch of angels have shown up and said, glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace on those whom God's favor rests. It sounds like a celebration, doesn't it? And Christmas is a celebration. And so we should just ask and answer the question in our hearts, why are we like so excited? Why are we so happy? Is it because of eggnog? I love eggnog. But it's not because of that. It's because of the incredible news of Jesus. And I want to get at it by talking about a thing that I was introduced to like about, I don't know, 21, 22 years ago called the Yankee Swap. Anybody familiar with Yankee Swaps? Okay, so most of you know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what that is, how it was introduced to me is actually we were living down in Florida, and there was a woman I worked with from Massachusetts, and we decided to have an office Christmas party. And we hosted it at our home. And this woman from Massachusetts said, you got to have a Yankee Swap. I said, what's that? And so she said, here's the deal. We're going to bring gifts, and they can be like loser gifts that nobody would want, or they can be something like really nice, and we're going to put them like underneath your Christmas tree, and we're going to draw numbers, and whoever goes first goes and gets a package, and they open it, and then that's theirs for a bit. Because the second person, they go and they get their package, and if they like the first gift more, they can go and demand a swap. And so they go and they take that gift. And then all happens until everybody's all done, and then the first person gets their turn to go demand a swap. Anybody been to those? Yeah. By the way, I learned the first time it happened that this is like treacherous spiritual territory. Okay, because what happened in this first Yankee Swap is the same woman from Massachusetts, she committed like a crime against nature. It was what she did was absolutely amazing. Because in the Yankee Swap, you know, I'm kind of in the mix halfway through all the packages, and somebody before me had unwrapped like the coolest teddy bear I've ever seen. And because it was at our home, my daughter and son were hanging around, and my daughter, Alicia, was like, I'm going to guess, 7 years old. And I could see the way she lit up when she saw that bear, that she really wanted that bear. So I decided when I got my gift, I'm getting the bear. So I went, and I took that bear out of the clutches of somebody who wanted it. And now I got the bear. Can you see, like, the ungodly sentiment there? Okay. Well, the woman from Massachusetts that put me up to the whole thing, she is like right after me. She opens up some kind of like, I don't know, glittery flip-flops. And she goes over. By the way, this woman, she was a genius, literally. She had a PhD in aeronautical engineering. But she lacked, I used to be a military pilot, and they told us you got to have like situational awareness, like know what's going on, like the ground's down there and the sky's up there, okay? She didn't have situational awareness. She didn't pick up that my daughter wanted the bear. So she comes over and takes the bear. I'll tell you, like, my flesh is like rising up. And now, not only am I a thief, but I'm looking for vengeance. And I decided I don't like Yankee Swaps because they're a spiritual risk for me. Anybody with me in the Yankee Swap? I know some of you have been to a Yankee Swap lately. You have, like, some confession to do? Okay? But I want to use the Yankee Swap to demonstrate a powerful truth about the rejoicing we have at Christmas. See, because there's a book in the Bible called 2 Corinthians, and the last verse of chapter 5 of that book says that God made him who had no sin, that's Jesus, to become sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God. It's about a swap. Now, I'm looking for a volunteer to help me with a little Yankee Swap action. Robert, we pre-cooked this, okay? Come on up here, buddy. Okay, welcome to the Yankee Swap party. You're in here. You get to go first, okay? Now, normally I tell you go pick a gift, but I'm going to pick it for you, okay? I got a couple gifts here under the Yankee Swap palm tree. And I'm going to offer to you that this one looks better than this one, don't you think? Trust your pastor, buddy. Okay. Okay, so now Roger's at the Yankee Swap. He's just selected this gift, and now he opens it in front of everybody. And what did you get? A dirty sock. Isn't it great when you get socks for Christmas? How about if it's somebody else's dirty sock? Don't sniff it. Are you happy with your sock? Are you happy with your sock? No. Okay, so now in a Yankee Swap, are you looking forward to somebody that might get a better gift and want to take your sock? But that would be good, right? If somebody had a better gift and said, I really want that sock. Do you think anybody really wants your sock? No. Okay. Maybe you see where I'm going with this. And just pause the laugh for a second. Can I borrow your sock for a second? Okay. This dirty sock. Okay. Every single one of us have our own dirty sock. Every single one of us. First of all, you inherited it from your first parents. You're a son of Adam. You're a daughter of Eve, who stepped into rebellion against God. The Bible calls that sin. And you inherited that, and it's like a dirty sock. Nobody wants your dirty sock. And your dirty sock actually separates you and me from a God who loves you. You know, we all read that verse together. By the way, it's actually written on my necktie, but it's in a different version. I can't read it upside down, but this one says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." That's like an old-fashioned version of the Bible. God loved us so much that he actually, when he sent Jesus, made it possible for us to lose the dirty sock. Okay, so here's how it works, okay? So back to the Yankee Swap. So at the Yankee Swap party, you're watching all these other people get cool gifts and swap them, you know, they're getting like what are you hoping for Christmas? Okay, hey, you're off the hook, you don't want anything. Okay, so, but I don't know, imagine some kind of game or something like that. Somebody else gets that game but not sock, not a dirty sock, right? And so these other people are getting it, and you're all going, gosh, I sure hope somebody wants to take my sock. And then finally, this package comes out, and it's a bag of M&Ms. Would you rather have the bag of M&Ms than the sock? Yeah, okay. Yeah, this is a better gift than a dirty sock. And so, so here's the deal, okay? Robert, because I love you so much, I'm willing to swap this bag for that bag. You wanted to make that swap? Here. Boom. Okay? This is Robert's sin. And those M&Ms, well, that's a stand-in for the goodness and the forgiveness and the blessing and the perfection of Jesus. And what he did on the cross, God's word says that he died for our sins. He took our sins. He took our dirty sock to the cross. The Bible says he removed it as far as the east is from the west. That's a long way, right? Okay, because that's east and that's west. And it's really cool the way, I think the people that wrote the Bible, like God, he wrote the Bible. He actually knows that if you go east, you never run into west because you just keep going east. So he removed our dirty sock as far as the east is from the west. And he did that on the cross of Calvary. And the offer The Christmas offer, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, is a gift. It's a gift to all of us in this room. And the simple gift is, do you want to make the swap? It makes sense, doesn't it? That I would take his goodness and his righteousness instead of my dirty sock. That's the simple truth of the good news of Jesus, is he took your sin and he offers in place of your sin the righteousness of God. Do you know what it means to be right with God? It means you get invited to the banquet table, the heavenly banquet table. You get set free from all of the things. I think we're going to sing Joy to the World in a few minutes, and it talks about there's like no more will sins and sorrows grow. No more thorns infesting the ground. No more of the pain and the brokenness and the longings that you can't fulfill. No more captivity to fear, to anxiety, to anger, to substances. No more dysfunction in relationships. No more war. No more desolation. No more injustice. No more human trafficking. Jesus replaces all of that stuff with his goodness. Ultimately, perfection forever. But you know, here's the big one. No more death. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever believes in him will not perish. That means you won't die, but have eternal life. So that's the offer. Simple swap. He offers that. You offer your junk. I'm going to take my dirty sock with me, okay? You can keep the candies. Thank you. Amen. And I've been watching Robert. I know the spark of the love of Jesus is in him, and so I'll bet there's enough M&Ms in there for everybody. Good. We're gonna close our time by singing. So I invite you to stand, if you will.